Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Today, oh wait, no. Wait a minute. I forgot what I was doing. I got some, look at all the paper. Can you see this on camera?
Yes,
I can
see all those
pages up here.
Today, maybe tomorrow.
Well, I'm flying out of here in just a second. No. I got you. I can't do Flashback Friday till tomorrow, and I have this sheet in front of me. And Ray's confused. He's like, hey, we should do Flashback Friday. He's like, it's not Friday, it's Thursday. Yeah, no, I'm confused. I'm leaving. I'm flying to Vegas, and I don't have a good number on my flight. I don't have a good
what?
A.
How?
I don't know.
You're always A1.
I don't know, and I'm...
How are you going to get that seat you always get?
I need the window. That Vegas flight is not short, and I'm flying today, and I'm frazzled, and I got to go to the butt doctor. Gosh. Let me rate an order of why I'm stressed right now. Number one, something's going to be in my butt in about 28 minutes.
Man, that's like knowing you're about to die.
Yeah. Like, in less than half an hour, something will be in my butt.
Mm-hmm. Probably a
what?
I was going to say his hand or her. Oh my
God. The whole hand?
Yikes.
Wait, what's happening at this thing?
Or at least a finger or a thumb or something.
What on earth?
Well, so I'm a little stressed about that.
Yeah, something.
And then I got to fly all the way back to Vegas. I just came from California. And if I don't get a good flight, because I'm like A48 right now.
Oh, what? That is so bizarre. There must be ballers ahead of you. What happened?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. And if I don't get my seat on the window, it says I'm not going to have a good weekend. And then why am I even flying in today? I don't work until tomorrow at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Like, why am I flying in today? I've been on the road for 87 days. I just want to be home with my dog in my bed without something in my butt. So that's probably the number one
thing.
Not
a lot to ask,
I don't
really
think the rest of it is so bothersome, except I got to go in a minute to get something in my butt. So I got to go to the butt doctor. Amy's got to go to the girl doctor.
Yeah. But
that's regular-ish for you.
Yeah, but not. I'm just there. Like, I never...
You get a punch card?
No,
to get that, fill
I
up,
know.
Like
I had to get that ultrasound on my uterus, and now I got to go back to get whatever. I got to make that decision about an IUD, which thank you to all the listeners that have sent me emails about their experience. I don't even know what to do.
Well, Amy and I will both be violated later
keep us
on
in
today.
Your keep us in your thoughts. It is, yeah, it's one of those days.
And then I'm looking at stuff that we got to get done for tomorrow. So that being said, I was just looking at some bits we're doing for tomorrow before I leave, and I can't do Flashback Friday today because, one, it's not ready because it's not tomorrow.
Right.
And two, it's not tomorrow. We might not even do it. Whatever, it's stupid. All right, I got to go. I'm just not happy about what I'm about to go through.
Shoot, I was going to say something.
Yeah. Have to do with my butt. If not, I don't think about anything else right now.
Ah.
I got to go. I know, I got to go to the doctor. Post-show, pre-show is short today. Thank you all. What?
I know. I was just going to say, because you're stressed about this, and the first thing on my podcast today that came out today, Four Things with Amy Brown, has to do with holding on to stress and like a quick short story that will remind you you need to let it go.
I normally don't hang on to stress.
I know, but you're hanging on to this one. Let it go. Be free. Be free of the stress.
You just heard what he has to do today, Amy.
I know,
that's
but
a lot.
Listen, Something's going inside of me.
Me too.
Did he mention that?
Me too.
Yeah, but again.
No. Mine is like a metal clamp that goes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, try sticking that.
I was told mine's going to be a bayonet, maybe.
No.
Not like what,
from the top
of the Civil War?
The big blade. They just come running at you with
it. What kind of thing did Ben get you from the Middle East?
A bayonet.
Oh, and that's what it is? Yeah, you have one.
Here is today's show. Here's Thursday's show.
Okay, bye.
Appreciate you guys. Goodbye.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
We will do our fantasy draft later this morning where we'll do folks with beards. We've thrown a couple out there. Chris Stapleton, strong. Usually I don't throw a first round pick out as an example, but I messed up and did that in the tease yesterday.
Yeah.
So Chris Stapleton, I did Yosemite Sam. If anyone picks Yosemite Sam, good for you. You know what? I'm okay with that one.
Okay, all right.
Okay. We'll do that later. I do have a bunch of calls ready to go. Tyler in Mississippi. Tyler, what's up, bud? Thanks for calling the Bobby Bone Show.
Hey, Bobby. Hey. I was just wondering how you deal with constant change in your life, whether it be at work or at the house. Just kind of needed some advice.
Wait, what's happening with you?
You know, just swapped jobs back in May. Got an hour and 30 minute commute one way every day. So on the road for 3 hours a day, looking to move. Had a new baby at the beginning of August. It's just been, it's been a crazy couple months.
Well, the first thing I would say is that change never actually stops happening in our lives. And if it does, that's actually a bad thing. And then it's just over. So, you know, you can look at it that way. I think change is actually pretty cool. Also, you've probably been through change in your life before and made it out just fine, I would assume, because you're here with me right now, right?
That's right. That's right.
And it sounds like some of this change is pretty awesome. I mean, you got a baby, right?
Most definitely.
How much?
Happened to me.
Right. That's what I'm saying. How much do you love that thing?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
And also, any sort of significant change where your life is just rocked eventually normalizes itself anyway. And then you'll go through this again. I mean, Amy, think about anything that's happened to you.
Yes.
Kids, when that you're just rocked for a while. Now it's you just figure it out.
Yeah. And I think, Bobby, you're helping him do this, but you look at the positive sides of the change, and it helps make anything that seems daunting, like you'll get through it and you'll look back on it and be like, wow, I can't believe that was such a crazy time, but look at us now, and it's amazing.
And you grow so much from any change that maybe isn't so positive, because you get stronger after it. Just know that people, and I often say this about a lot of these situations, that people much weaker and dumber than you, Tyler, have been through far significant more change and come out okay. So if they can do it, you can do it.
I like that. And I like that.
We are built as humans to rebound, to bounce back, to adjust. And you constantly will. We're so much stronger than we think we are. Like, I know Amy is super strong, but I think sometimes Amy doubts herself.
Yeah.
And I think that's just the natural. It's same with me. Like, sometimes I'll be like, I don't know. But again, you got this. It sucks sometimes, but that's life, man. I don't know if this is the best, like, rah-rah advice, but I think it's the best practical advice. That in a month, you'll be like, oh, I remember when that was crazy. It's not even that crazy anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm used to it.
You'll acclimate.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Get at it, man. Appreciate that call.
Thanks. Y'all have a great morning.
All right. There he is. Tyler in Mississippi. We do have a good show today. I'm not even going to lie to you. Sometimes I lie. I'm just kidding. I never think it's going to be a bad show. But some shows, I'm like, I don't know. But today, we got a good one.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Twice a week, we do these fantasy drafts where, just like in the NFL or the NBA or the NHL, we are all basically team owners. We're drafting our players. So today I have the first pick. And it'll go me, Amy, Eddie, Morgan number two, Raymundo. Five people playing. Lunchbox not in today. He finished last in the last draft. Now, there are five of us in. And what happens is the second round, since Raymundo goes last in the first round, to equalize it a bit, he then goes first in the next round. So Bobby, Amy, Eddie, Morgan number two, Raymundo. That's first round. Second round, Raymundo, Morgan number two, Eddie, Amy, Bobby.
Yep.
That's called the snake. It's like a snake goes. Psst, left to right, left to right. Yes. And so then when we have our teams that we've drafted, you can go vote on the team, the overall team that you think is best. And I would encourage you never to vote just on the first round pick, because the person going first in the draft always has an advantage, but the overall team. Just kind of, because I did a thing on Instagram yesterday. I was like, what's your favorite segment we do? What's your least favorite segment? And some people, most people love this segment. But some were like, I don't get the draft. Phew. So just explain it to them.
Okay.
That being said, are we ready to draft, teams?
So ready.
Now, the category is, as was written, people with beards. We are drafting our favorite people with beards. Why are you eyeballing me so
hard? I'm just because I'm like so curious who you're going to lead with.
Well, I have the first overall pick.
Yeah.
And at first, I was leaning toward Chris Stapleton. I'm not going to go Chris Stapleton.
Wow.
He'll be there for someone in the first round.
Interesting.
But instead, I'm going to go with my homeboy, Jesus.
No.
I shall go with my homeboy, my friend, Jesus, as my first overall pick. Not the first time I picked Jesus in draft, by the way.
How'd it go the last time?
I don't think I won. So if you guys are remembering here, Jesus is the reason that we even have this season.
That's right.
Thank
That's
you.
Right. And Jesus was also at the top of my list.
I'm sure he was. He should be at the top of everyone's. If he wasn't, not good days ahead.
Check yourself.
Yep. So I have Jesus as my first pick.
Okay.
Amy, bearded people.
Well, since you took Jesus, I'm going to have to take Santa Claus.
That's a good one.
Good one.
That's a strong one. Mm-hmm.
This is a strong one.
Okay. Yeah. Eddie.
Boy. All right, since you all took Jesus, Santa Claus, I'm going to go with the third best, Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, solid.
That's a good one. Oh!
Yeah.
That's a good one.
So dumb.
That's good. That's a fun one.
That's a good one.
No, those are three top ones.
Yeah, all those I think we all had.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Morgan number two is going to go with someone from Gossip Girl. Chuck, Chuck, who grew a new beard for Gossip Girl. Morgan number two, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm real good. Okay, you have the next pick in the bearded person draft. Who are you taking as the fourth overall pick?
You know, I am going to go with a Chuck, but it is Chuck Norris.
Oh!
Oh, that's good. I didn't even think
about that one.
I thought about it.
Wow.
Probably could have got him in the next round. But
that was
hey,
a little early.
You do you.
It's all right. Judge all you want.
I'm not judging.
Okay.
Raymundo, there he is. Raymundo.
Yeah, there he goes. He slips all the way to the final pick of the first round. Give me Chris Stapleton.
There he is. Solid pick. Solid pick. Solid pick. That's a good last pick of the first round.
Starting to get tough now.
Now, our first round was Jesus, Santa Claus, Abe Lincoln, Chuck Norris, and Chris Stapleton. That's a solid group of bearded folks.
Yeah,
yeah, good guys.
However they fall out in whatever order, that's a great group of bearded folks. Now, we shall start the second round. Because he went last in the first round, he now goes first in the second round. Raymundo, who is the bearded person you'd like to pick next?
Oh, boy. I'm going to do Willie Nelson.
You were always
a good one.
Wow.
Did you think of Willie Nelson?
I didn't. Mm-mm. No. Maybe if we did braided.
In my mind, he does have a beard, and I saw him. But in my mind, I didn't go to them unless they, in my head, had a beard. And I wasn't sure if Willie had a beard until I got on and looked again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a good pick, though. Everybody loves Willie.
Wow, and you got Stapleton and Willie.
Ray's got really the tools for a great concert.
Yeah.
Really, you do, Ray.
I'd buy tickets to that.
Morgan, number two, who's your next pick?
I'm going to go with a country singer also. I'm going to go Kenny Rogers.
Interesting. It's a good one.
She's fishing for sure.
You think she's fishing?
Yeah. Like the older crowd?
Like, did she even know this song, Bones?
Yes.
I'm not hating on Morgan. Morgan, number two, I'm not hating. I'm the pick. He's, how many wins?
I'm hating for sure. Yeah, hating. Because she stole him right in front of me. That's why.
I
had him.
There's always an ulterior motive with our words.
Yeah,
that's a good pick, Morgan, number two. Eddie, you have Abe Lincoln. Who would you like to add to your team?
Yeah, I had Kenny Rogers up there. I'm looking at the list. I'm going to have to go, oh my gosh. And this is a last minute ad for me. I'm going to go Charlie Daniels. Last minute ad. She stumped me with that Kenny Rogers.
Huh.
Hmm.
All right. Amy?
Oh, I'm next.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like I have to do this. I have to go with my husband, Ben.
That was a terrible pick.
Okay.
Got him in the good third one. Round.
No, he has a really good beard. I feel good that I'll still have a solid third round pick.
Husband.
So I feel like I need
to. There could be some loyalty points.
I need
there.
To go with him. He's got a great beard.
Okay.
You better vote.
I don't even know that he
tell
goes.
Tell his military friends to hack it. Tell him to hack the system. Okay. Let me look at my list here. So I'm back up. I have Jesus. Let me scroll up here.
Was Amy's husband on there?
Not on my list.
Hey, it's a good one. Why are you hating?
No, I just asked if it was on his list.
I'm going to go Jesus, and for my second pick, I'm going to go with Luke Combs.
Oh.
Good one.
I didn't even think about him.
Feel pretty good about that one. Okay, so through two rounds, we all have our first. We have one more round to go. So I have Jesus and Luke Combs, which, by the way, is a song in itself.
Yeah. It has to be written.
You know who I spend my time with? Jesus and Luke Combs. Well, so I have the next pick here. I can go with another country artist. I can go with a fictional character. I'm going to go with Merle Haggard.
Yeah.
Good.
I have to go old school. If I've got a new school, I got to go old school.
Yeah, you bounced it out.
Because I got another new school that's really strong, but I got to balance my team out. Jesus, Luke Combs, and Merle Haggard.
At least that should be a bumper sticker.
That's a solid team.
Right?
Yeah, maybe not super. If Jesus doesn't carry my team to victory, I'll never win another round, guys. Amy?
Okay, third round pick. Let's see. I have Santa Claus.
And you have your husband.
And my husband.
Yeah.
So in third, I'm going Dierks Bentley.
Good pick.
Yeah, he's got a beard.
Yeah, it's pretty solid, too. I'm getting drunk
on a plane. Eddie, you have Abe Lincoln and Charlie Daniels.
All right.
Who is your next bearded pick?
For my third and final pick, I think I'm going to just go Chewbacca.
Is Chewbacca just hairy?
That's funny.
He's got a beard.
That's funny.
Chewbacca's very hairy.
That's really
all
funny.
Over, but all right. Has a beard.
Morgan, number two, you have Chuck Norris and Kenny Rogers. Who would you like to draft as your next bearded teammate?
Well, nobody's probably going to get this one because they don't watch Harry Potter, but all the Harry Potter fans will, and it's Dumbledore.
It's a good pick.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a good pick.
I don't even know Harry Potter, but I know Dumbledore.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Raymundo. Raymundo?
I'm last, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of options. I was thinking James Harden, NBA player. I don't know.
I'll go with that one.
But I'm not doing that. I also thought Arkansas Keith.
Oh, Arkansas Keith is strong.
That's funny.
I just don't know if his image is that well known. I know his voice on the radio is, but I do have my final pick, and I am going with. I got to do that home run, y'all. I got to win this. Duck Dynasty.
Oh, good one.
All of them?
The guys from Duck Dynasty.
No, not guys. Pick one.
Willie Robertson.
Okay, that's a good one to pick. All right, there you go, Willie. Okay. Here are some honorable mentions, right? As Dumbledore, I had Gandalf. From Lord of the Rings.
Oh,
huge.
Yeah.
I had Thomas Rhett, who I was really close to drafting.
Mm-hmm.
It was Merle Haggard or Thomas Rhett. So I had Eric Church.
Yeah, I had him too.
Hank Jr. Walter White.
from
Breaking Bad.
Did anybody have Sam Hunt?
No.
He's got a beard.
I have Captain Jack Sparrow that I didn't pick. Anybody interesting? Morgan, number two on your list?
Yeah, I had Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah.
And then we're getting a lot of tweets about ZZ Top.
Yeah, and I thought about him. I just don't think.
But would you have done the same thing with him? You had to pick one?
Yeah.
Billy Gibbons, I guess?
Yeah.
Did anybody have Iron Man?
No, I didn't have it on my list. I thought about it.
His beard is.
And I also talking about King Triton from Little Mermaid. That big
gray beard. Her dad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys have Zach Brown?
I had him on the list, but he wasn't.
He was in my list on, I think I just.
You won with him.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Over to Raymundo with the news here on Thursday morning. Raymundo, what you got?
Instagram announced a post to promote weight loss and cosmetic procedures are going to be hidden now from users under 18. In rural America, Microsoft announced more than 9 million Americans are set to receive internet over the next few years for the first time in these rural areas in Iowa, Illinois, Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Texas. And finally, to help out those affected by Hurricane Dorian, they still need your help. Just head to redcross.org. Yes, Bobby
Bones. So Morgan number two geeked out a little bit because you went to a show and Lone Star was playing?
Yeah, and they were at Whiskey Jam, and so we played the draft, and I had chosen their song twice. And he recognized me when I went up to him.
So what Whiskey Jam is, it's a live show here in Nashville where people go out and just play. So Morgan number two is cool. So she goes out to watch live music. And Lone Star's playing or they're just there?
Yeah, they played. Okay. So that was my first time seeing him for one, which was awesome.
Did they play the song?
Yes, they played all of their hits.
How do they sound live still?
Amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, maybe we should have them in.
Hardcore.
That's pretty cool. Okay, and so how do you meet the lead singer of Lone Star?
Well, so I was there and I was like, I need to go up to him because I had seen online he was on social media like helping me with the draft picks when I chose their band. And I was like, I gotta like thank this guy, even if it's not him, maybe he has no idea. But I went up to him and I was like, hey, I'm Morgan number two from the Bobby Bones Show. And he's like, Morgan number two, you've been voting for our band or picking us in the drafts. And I tried to call on the show for like 30 minutes just to say thanks because that is so awesome.
Oh, wow.
Did he call in and get the busy signal or was he sitting on hold for 30 minutes?
No, the busy signal.
Mm.
For like 30 minutes, he was like, I was kind of sad that I didn't get to say thanks, but I'm so glad I'm getting to meet you right now to, like, in person say thanks for choosing our band, and I think that's so cool.
Were you geeking out?
Yeah, and I got a picture with him. It was
Richie McDonald?
Yeah, the lead singer.
Yeah. You know his name? You're like, hey, lead singer.
No, I recognized him. Yeah. And I was like, I'm pretty sure that's who that is. And it was. And he was just so cool. But he asked for a picture with me. And I was like, can I have a picture with you? Because, like, that's cool.
You know, one picture works for both of you.
I know.
Yeah, it
works both ways.
Yeah, you can both take it. Do they sound good enough to come in?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah. And everybody there was, like, freaking out. Everybody wanted to kind of meet them. Like, they just sounded so good. And everybody left there and was like, that was an awesome concert.
Well, let's reach out and see if they want to come in. That'd be cool. Mm-hmm. Especially if they're cool. I don't know that I've ever met them. But that's pretty cool. But it's pretty neat. Neato burrito, as I used to say on the streets.
Really?
That's why I get beat up all the time. Bobby Bones, come on. Amy, have you ever been... I know you haven't been in jail, but have you ever been arrested?
No.
Or cops come and you're like, oh, I might be arrested.
No. I mean, nope. Cops did come to a party I had at my dad's house once, but I had already had to go home to my mom's house because it's curfew. Party kept going at my dad's house, though, and my friend did get arrested.
So you've never been in trouble with the law?
No.
Yeah, I haven't either. So I've seen people get tased. You ever see people get tased? Like
no.
If you're out like on Sixth Street
just
or Broadway?
Just on this show.
Oh, like when we do it as a bit?
Yeah.
Well, so when cops do it, though, it's... That taser's stronger than what we do with our taser.
Right.
And so instead of tasing, police departments across America are trying out these Spider-Man-like devices that you shoot a web and they like kind of get covered in the web.
Oh.
And they can't get out. Like it wraps up their legs or wraps up their arms.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
I would definitely rather have that done to me than be tased. But if you're the criminal, you shouldn't get to pick.
No.
It is kind of funny to watch someone get tased, though.
Oh, yeah.
If they've been bad... They're like, oh!
You go, if they've been bad.
Yeah, they've been bad. Like, sometimes you see somebody, they've been drinking way too much, and they get belligerent, and the cop's like,
right.
Even in person or on YouTube or on cops, and the cops are just like, all right, we hate to do it, but, and they're like,
Or when they're talking back, and the cop's like, just please stop. And
they're
like,
that woman in Oklahoma.
Like that.
Who drove off after the cop was like, hey, get out of the car. She's like, no, I will not do it. And he's like, you have to get out of the car. No, I will not do it. She drives off. They're in a chase. He pulls behind her again. He's like, ma'am, please get out of the car. And he's begging her.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
And at this point, I'm going, you got a taser, bro.
Have to.
You got, and I would like to see it. I would. So, but anyway, they're going to do these spider web things, and they just tangles them up. But taser, I've seen that. Pepper spray? Ever seen anyone get pepper sprayed?
No.
That is not fun to watch. I don't like that one. That is, ugh. Baton, that's a tough one to watch, too. I don't like that one. In order, the ones I like. I like Taser most. I like to watch that on YouTube because they mostly deserve it. Pepper spray, I feel like you can be a little more liberal with pepper spray. So I don't like that one, but I don't like watching Baton. Anyway, I would like to have a cop come in and try to shoot. Are cops using this in town? Do we know what the
Spider-Man? Web?
Because I think I can run away from it. Like, I would like to try it. Catch me if you can. Like, I get a 10-second head start, and it's like, all right, let's see if we can do it. That would be fun. If there are any police officers listening now that do the Spider-Man, because they're testing these Spider-Man devices, let me know, because I would love to jump in on that. Bobby
Bones, the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30-second skinny.
Luke Bryan will help the Grand Ole Opry in the fight against breast cancer next month by flipping the switch that turns the Opry pink. He will perform that night on October 22nd. Money from the tickets to the show go towards Susan G. Komen funds. Hillary Scott of Lady Antebellum's daughter told her mom the odd dream job she has.
My oldest Isley wants to be a dog washer. I'm like, a groomer? She goes, no, a dog washer.
Just the washing cart.
I'm like, okay, cool. I'll ask you again next week. It'll be something different.
Miranda Lambert was asked if her fans should be worried about the married bliss that might mellow out her music, and she responded by saying, definitely not. I'm really happy, but I'm not too happy. I still have that chip on my shoulder that is classic me. I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this lady in Wisconsin. She was having a three-day yard sale, but she has a three-year-old daughter, and she thought, God, I need something to keep her occupied while I do the yard sale. So she came up with an idea to set up a lemonade stand. Thought it'd be a good opportunity to raise a little bit of money for the police department's canine unit in the area. And they kind of thought, oh, we'll make like $40 max, maybe. Well, three-year-old Lainey brought in $700 by the end of the weekend, donated to the canine unit. So, yeah, people started to hear about her lemonade, drove all the way across town to buy some.
Can you leave a three-year-old unattended, though, at a lemonade stand?
But it's part of the yard sale. She wasn't unattended.
But this, no, I think it's great. By the way, I think it's great and a great cause. We also work with a lot of canines for military and police. I just wonder, she was trying to find something to occupy her daughter so she could do other things.
Right. I feel like that'd be more work. Like a three-year-old?
She's like running a business. Okay, that's good, though. I like that. That's what it's all about. Thank you very much.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Pennsylvania. A woman was walking down the street when a man approached her, pulled out a gun, and said, "Give me your purse." So he takes the purse, runs away. Only problem is wallet falls out of his pocket as his social
security. His wallet.
His wallet falls out of his pocket as he's running away. Neighbor saw it, tells police, "Hey, he dropped this wallet. ID, social security card, all in the wallet."
Which begs the question, when you rob, do you leave your ID at home?
Yeah.
Like, that's a real thing. Like, if you're going to go out and rob from someone, steal a car, mug someone, do you go, let me leave my driver's license at home?
Probably smart.
Or do you take it with you just in case? Because it's always good to have your ID. What do you do?
If
you're going to go rob a house, Amy, do you take your wallet, your driver's license?
I do not take my driver's license.
Lunchbox?
No, I don't even have my driver's license on me when I go do hidden mic bits.
Why?
I don't know.
Because you're scared you'll go to jail for talking to somebody?
Hey, just in case.
You know, I'm pretty safe. I think I would take it with me just in case. I would just make sure it wouldn't fall out of my pocket. But I would take my ID and my car keys.
But why would you need to identify yourself in a robbery?
Well, it's what happens afterward.
Yeah, maybe he's going to the store and wants to use his credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe I need to swing by Target and, you know, pick up a pack of Hanes. You never know.
Yeah.
I got to swipe. Anyway, Lunchbox, thank you.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
It's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go over to Jackie in California, who is on the show. Hey, Jackie, welcome to the Bobby Bones Show. What's going on?
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, I wanted to ask how your breakfast with Sharna was.
Yeah, if you look at my Instagram, you'll see us. By the way, people were like, looks like they just woke up.
It did, though.
Because
I knew it did, though.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
Maybe they just woke up.
Well,
we didn't wake up together.
Right.
I know. It looked like room service and y'all just woke up.
Oh.
On my Instagram, you can see the picture of Sharna and I.
That's the first thought I had. That's so funny. I didn't know other people were thinking that.
No, we were actually in the restaurant of the hotel because I'd been at the radio show. Then I went and did a friend's radio show. It was like 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
I think we were both still tired. And I don't think she wakes up till 11 o'clock. But it was great. You know, we had seen each other for a few minutes the night of Dancing with the Stars. And she was working for Extra, I think. And then I was like, hey, let's get together before I fly back out. And so we spent about an hour catching up and just kind of hearing about a lot of the projects she's got going on. And that's pretty much it. I mean, we still talk regularly-ish, you know, when she's not in Australia. But yeah, it was good. Like, do you wonder anything specifically, Jackie?
No, I just thought it was nice that you guys caught up and wanted to see how it went.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're pretty much going to be friends forever at this point. We had like a traumatic life experience. We went through a dancing boot camp and survived and won. And so, yeah, we care about each other. But everybody's like, you guys need to get together. We're not going to get together.
Oh.
We're not going to date. Our lifestyles are too different. but yeah, it was great. We really are fantastic friends. Thank you for the call, Jackie. Appreciate that.
Thanks.
All right, see you later. Let's go over to Chris in Kansas City. Hey, Chris, you're on the Bobby Bone Show. What's up, bud?
Good morning. It's a girl. I'm a girl.
Oh, hey, Chris. We can still be a bud.
I'm a bud.
What's up?
I'm a podcast listener because you're not in our market, which crushes me, obviously. But I was calling to say if Ray needed any advice on buying an engagement ring, because I know he's kind of dragging his feet on that, and everyone loves Ray and is ready for this to happen already.
I know. Two things. One, yes, everybody loves Raymundo. Secondly, we're all ready for you to get engaged. been together 6 years. You've been talking about getting engaged for the past year.
Yeah, and I'm definitely dragging my feet. She called me out on that.
But why are you dragging your feet?
Right now, getting some advice from my buddy Billy. He just got engaged. But
you have all these people that have already been engaged, too. Like, there's plenty of advice.
Years ago, games changed.
Lunchbox, when did you get engaged?
4.5 years ago.
Is that too much of a game? Like, what has changed?
Well, I had to ask my buddy Billy. I said, hey, do you still ask the dad for permission?
But that's a culture thing. That hasn't changed in 4 years.
I didn't know. So I need to know that, and I got to get the ring, too.
What did Billy say about that?
He said, yes, you better go ask the dad, because then it'll be awkward every Thanksgiving from here until forever.
And then you don't have a ring yet.
No, I don't, but that's a process as well. I know the size, and I know also the cut and what she wants, cut and clarity.
Do you have a place?
I don't. That's what I was going to talk to you about in the next couple weeks.
Great. I have many places.
Perfect.
I have 100 ring places.
All right. Well, okay. Then I'm going to stop dragging my feet.
You promise?
I promise.
By the end of the year, do you think you'll be engaged?
You think I want to be badgered?
Do you think by the end of the year you'll be engaged?
Yes.
I don't know.
By the end of the summer.
But he said it's a long summer. What did you say it was? Like summer Indian, love's not over
no,
yet?
It's an Indian summer. They last longer sometimes.
Okay. All right. Bobby Bones Show. On This Day in Country Music. 62 years ago. Let's do it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
Now, Patsy Cline married Gerald Cline, and that's how she got her stage name, sort of. Now, you probably know Patsy Cline from this song right here.
Ooh. Crazy.
Come on.
Written by
crazy
Willie Nelson.
Right.
Good one, Amy.
And it was originally going to be called Stupid.
That's right. Patsy Cline was born Virginia Patterson Hensley. Her manager gave her the name Patsy from her middle name, and then she married George Cline, so she kept and she's Patsy Cline. There you go. They got married for less than 3 years, but she stayed Patsy Cline. Did you see the part in the documentary where she was singing a talent show? That's how she kind of made
it. Oh yeah, yeah, that's how she started.
She had a bunch of failed records, no good songs, not in Nashville.
Yeah,
and she sang on a talent show
in Virginia, I believe. Where
like
she's
walking
from.
After midnight, maybe was the song
like
she
that.
Sang. Yeah. So the crazy part about the story was, their divorce was blamed on their considerable age difference because she was 21. Now, where do you put considerable age difference? If she's 21, for it to be a considerable age difference, go.
45?
Mm. You think 45 is too old for 21?
I mean, when I'm 21, I wasn't into 45-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was 21, and their considerable age difference was he was 28.
What?
That's what I said.
Okay. That's weird.
I'd never get married if that was the case.
I mean, what?
What?
Because back in the day, like, considerable age difference, sometimes there would be, like, adults with 14-year-olds or something.
Well, 14-year-olds are 14-year-olds. I don't know about adults. I'm not sure. I'm not going to say about it. I'm talking about that. So, you know why they divorced? Because
why?
He was like, you need to be at home and be a wife.
Wow.
Oh. And not a performer.
Wow.
That and the age difference. And she was like, can't do it. So, boop. Away they went. There you go. Today, in 1950, they got married at 53, and that's where she got her name, Patsy Cline. And there you have it. That's Today in Country Music.
Yes, Bobby Bones.
Let's go to Annette, who's on the phone right now. Annette, thank you for calling the Bobby Bones Show. What's happening?
What's happening? I'm from Melbourne, Australia, and at home we stream your show. Well, we stream the Big 98 and Hole, and we love it. But I'm currently in Bellisna in Italy, and we're still streaming your show.
Oh, we appreciate that. Well, I wonder, what time do you listen to the show in Australia?
We don't hear it much live, because at home it's like 10, 11 o'clock at night.
Mm.
But here in Italy, it's only 3:45. So it's the perfect time. It's like during the day here, so it's fantastic.
It's like the drive home. You get the afternoon show.
Well, I'm used to driving the kids to school and hearing Tig and Daniel, but I'd hate to say it. You guys are better. But anyway.
Yeah, different.
But I just wanted to ring, and I was spending the afternoon with my girls, and I wanted to say hello to Molly and Lily, and they'll be listening, no doubt, while the boys are out fishing.
Well, we appreciate that. In Australia, what's the big radio show?
Look, I personally listen to the sport one, which is SEN, and then the music one, you probably got Triple M or Nova we listen to.
You ever listen to Hamish and Andy?
Look, I must admit, sometimes, I'm not a huge fan, but, you know, it's their own.
Yeah, it's their own. All right. I love those guys.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. I appreciate
it. Well, we love you guys. Well, we love Nashville. You. We've been there. We love it all.
There she is. Annette, everybody.
Yay.
Calling from Italy, but from Australia. Hey, appreciate that calling. Have a wonderful day.
Okay. Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you.
Enjoying. Bye-bye. Bye.
We could have left her on and talked about what men like, apparently.
Yeah.
How many of these do you have?
There's like five.
Okay, drum roll,
breakdown.
Here is Amy's list of things that she found. And what's the exact verbiage here?
This is what makes men happiest.
Okay. What makes men happiest?
Mm-hmm.
We're so eat it, touch it. Like, we're not very deep. I can imagine what all these are. What makes men happy? Go ahead. Number five.
Okay. Relationship status.
Meaning?
Well, men that are married are happier than single ones.
Okay, I've only ever been single. I can't compare. Would you agree with that, Lunchbox? Married men are happier than single men?
Different days, different... that's tough. Because some days when you were single, you were so happy. But then when you're married, there's some really good days. But there's days you're like, man, I wish I was single. So that's a tough one. I don't agree with that.
Eddie?
Well, the grass is always greener. And I found that later in my life. But yeah, it's I like it better with... married. I guess the whole family thing. I don't know.
You guys are both wavering.
Or you could
wavering.
Just say you like
him. No, well, that's
what we are right now, though.
We're being truthful.
We're being honest here. Wow. So you guys are torn on that.
Yeah, a little
and
bit.
You're both married.
Yeah. Okay. Happily married.
Okay. Happily married.
So should I just be happier that I'm single than I really am?
Be happy with where you are right now.
Do you guys ever go, man, Bobby's single. He could really do get some work done.
Sometimes.
All the time?
Yeah. All right.
What? I just since this is related,
yeah.
I have another article just randomly on my desk that says being happily married cuts your risk of dementia by 40% because couples encourage each other to lead healthier lives and offer emotional support.
Yeah, well, good. Well,
less dementia.
Number five is men prefer to be married mm-hmm. than relationship. Okay, number four, what makes men happy? Go ahead.
Income and age. Men over 50 were significantly happier. Probably because you're 50, you're more established, you're making a little more... stuff like that.
What does age have? Oh, you mean together. Men over 50 because
income
they
and
have
age.
Income.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number three, what makes men happy?
Their physical and mental health. As long as that's intact.
But not always connected.
Well, here they are.
Like physical and health and mental health, they can be different from each other.
Yes.
So do you have to have them both or is it one or the other?
It just
I'm usually pretty good at one, but not both at the same time.
Like you're hitting the gym every day.
Yeah, then I'm mentally not all right.
You're struggling. I think it's like having that good balance of like you're taking care of yourself, you feel fit, but also you feel mentally good.
Boy, when you feel fit, it is a great feeling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It really is fantastic.
I haven't felt that one in a while, but yeah.
Number two, what makes men happy?
Job satisfaction.
Yeah, I'm there. That's what I mean. But this whole thing's based on that. Like with me right now, I'm just chasing dreams. But yeah.
And that's the number one, actually. Job satisfaction. So I guess there was just four. Because mental and physical health they put together.
Well, it's a bit anticlimactic because we never got to go on number one.
Yeah.
I almost let you do that, like number one, and then I say,
Bones, can you make up the number one?
What makes men really happy?
But
I think we all know what makes men really happy.
Smoking
men
body.
Probably had their girls with them and they probably didn't want to say all out.
Okay. So, but would you agree with that? Like, when you're not, have you ever not been satisfied with your job?
Okay, yes. All the time. But I'm also in a job that keeps me satisfied. But if this show, because I think the radio show's now in like 150 cities, right? And I'm like, well, why can't we be in every city in the whole world?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
If you have a country station, we should be on it. That's how I feel. Right? I know it's a bit ridiculous, but I'm like, there's no reason to put on any other show ever, for any reason whatsoever. But I have to feel that way, because if I don't feel that way, no one else will. And also with television, like, okay, I'm on American Idol full-time. Great. I'm on a network show. But I'm like, I need my own show. So now I'm kind of weighing which shows I want to hop on next. So I'm like, wow, but why can't I get... So it's always that with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess, so like for my husband, I know when he was in the Air Force and he was in the military, it's all he ever wanted to do. Went to the academy, served for a long time. When he got out, I didn't realize how much of his identity was in that. And... his being.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he got out, it was a struggle for sure.
I bet. I mean, I would struggle.
And he was lacking that job satisfaction. And I saw him as a human. It affected us in all areas where I was like, whoa. And I, listen, anybody, spouses who might have somebody that might be transitioning like that, I didn't support. I was kind of like, seriously, like, man up, let's get over this. It's not that big of a deal. Looking back, probably wasn't the best way for me to handle it. because it was a big deal. And now I know job satisfaction, identity in your work as a man is a big.
You told him man up.
I did. I was going through a lot at the time. My mom had just been diagnosed with cancer. I had a lot going on. It was a very difficult time. And I have asked for forgiveness.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And did he give it to you?
Yeah.
Did you go to therapy for that?
I don't know if we were in therapy for that specifically, but I know it has come up in therapy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sounds like it's come up in not a positive way, how she said it right there.
No, it's come up as like we say how I said it, and the therapist is like, ooh, yeah, probably wouldn't do that. But there's things vice versa that he does to me, or the therapist is like, ooh, shouldn't do that to her. That's a trigger. Don't do that to her. So, yeah, I mean, we try to work on it. But, yeah, job satisfaction, job identity, huge for men.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
You still keto today?
Yeah.
How many days has it been? I don't know.
Five.
Do you think you're going to stick with it? Because I have a list of the most keto-friendly restaurants in the U.S., and you do travel a lot, so.
I already read it.
You already read it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Us ketoers, we roll together. We send each other articles. Mm-hmm. I saw Chipotle.
Yep.
Because you, but also, let me say, I'm not advocating for keto diet. What I'm doing for me is I'm trying to feel a little lighter. And so I'm avoiding sugar and carbs. And I'm eating meat. Basically all meat. Just eating meat. Put the meat in my mouth. And so you can find good places. But this is what this article is. Go ahead. And this is not even keto people. If you're just listening, these are healthier alternative-ish places. Go ahead.
So Chipotle.
Yeah.
Red Lobster.
We'll talk about Chipotle, though, what you can get there.
Oh, go for a burrito bowl. Skip the beans and rice, but load up on
meat and avocado
and guac, and you won't even miss the tortillas, they say.
Yeah, get the meat and the cheese and the guac.
Wow, that sounds
rock
good.
It, baby. All that stuff's good. Chipotle is that one. Chick-fil-A is just get the grilled.
Yeah, pass on the breaded chicken. Make sure you're looking for the word grilled, like Bobby said. And yeah, they've got little nuggets sometimes. If they don't have the grilled nuggets, ask for a chicken sandwich, toss the bread.
Let me say, you don't have to live this lifestyle all the time, but you can make small decisions like this in your normal life too and actually affect change with you. So I'm nuts. I do things. I'm way over dramatic. I'm like, you know what? I feel like I should lose 2 pounds. I'm not going to eat for a month. Again, literally, I don't, you know, it's just one of those things where it's like I literally will not eat a meal. So I drastically change. But you can make little changes like this, like a Red Lobster. That's one of them.
Yeah.
Not the biscuits,
cannot get the Cheddar Bay biscuits. Nope. No. But lots of seafood and fish. Boom. Mm. You're good. At Jersey Mike's, this one's fun. You can order a sub in a tub, which is basically a sub without the bread in a bowl.
Well, and the one thing you can do to it for burger places, because this thing that I'm on allows you to eat burgers all you want. Just get the lettuce wrap instead of the bun.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, most people aren't like me in keto, but those are also small decisions you can make while at those places that'll be a little bit healthier.
Yeah. And I just realized my pile today has a theme, and it's kind of around like food and eating and
go ahead.
Time. So I saw this thing and it just made me like depressed that dinner and no conversation is typical at most dinner tables.
I like that.
What? No.
It's great. I love it.
It seems that many parents don't even know what to talk about with their kids, saying they struggle to come up with dinner time conversation topics. Also, sometimes conversation can lead to fights. So most family members just err on the side of silence.
At least they're together.
Yeah, I guess. But that's when I feel like we have like the best conversation. I guess where sometimes it gets silent is sometimes if my husband and I go out to eat. And I swear when we were younger, we were like, we're never going to be that couple that's just out to eat and not really talking to each other. And sometimes we are. And we're like, say something, hurry. What do you want to talk about? We can't get so comfortable. But sometimes you just need that.
Yeah.
We're kind of away and we're just being quiet.
Like I eat alone in my bar, in my kitchen. For lunch every day, by myself. Again, I don't have anybody. But I enjoy just eating and being quiet. And then I eat in my bed for dinner, mostly in bed or on my couch. Mostly in the bed.
Oh.
And your kitchen bar is like there, and the TV's not on or anything? Nothing?
Behind me, but I'm usually on my laptop still working and looking at notes from the day's show.
Okay.
Well, listen, just especially for families or parents trying to sit around with their kids, let me leave you with this on this story. The more we engage, the closer and more connected we feel with each other. And children need to be a part of this. Like, it's vital in their social skills, like developing those. So try to be proactive about that.
Maybe be proactive with your husband. And you guys, this is what you can do. Write down a few things that you want to talk about and jot them down. You're laughing, but...
No, it's true. You're right.
It takes work to make things work.
Mm-hmm. Dang. That's deep. Quote nice. That.
Yeah, so you gotta do the work and like, hey, we may get to that point, but I want to have things that we can talk about. And there you go. I've just fixed your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I know wow. You've been struggling with it before the show every day, but I got you.
Silent dinners.
Yeah.
Shut up. I said occasionally.
Hey, she hit me with a shut up.
Wow.
She never hits me with a shut up.
Kids, don't say that back.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
So I have to say to my kids when I say it, well, Mom, you say shut up. Okay. And lastly, a candy company just rolled out new candy canes for this Christmas that tastes like
kale.
Wait.
Kale. But Eddie, they also made pizza flavor.
I don't know if I like that in my candy, either.
Okay,
though.
What about ham?
Ooh. And I like ham. I don't like a candy cane of ham.
Oh. Well, you can get a 6-pack of these for $6.50. And they might just be fun stocking stuffers.
But that sounds like a gag gift more than like a ham candy cane.
Yeah.
Morgan, number two, you are a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
Have been since you were 4?
8.
8? Would you eat a ham candy cane if it's not real ham, just to taste what ham may taste like?
No, that just sounds terrible in every way.
Is it against your vegetarian beliefs, or is it just you don't want to do it because it's stupid?
Mostly because it's stupid, because just the smell of ham grosses me out, so even like thinking about tasting it makes me not very happy right now in my stomach.
I like ham. I don't love ham. Ham is a solid...
Like a ham sandwich is good.
Just yeah. Only if it has like a ton of mustard on it. Just ham by itself really isn't that great. Ham can be built upon. I think ham is a foundation meat.
Interesting.
Like, do you ever just grab ham and go, just eat the ham and be like, this is a legit, I love ham.
No.
But like honey glazed ham.
Okay, but again, foundation. You've now done extra to the ham.
Okay.
But like ham, you have mustard, tomatoes, do whatever you do to a sandwich. That being said, now you could, if you just take turkey, you just eat turkey. Can you just eat turkey more than you can just eat ham and enjoy it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey's Amy? Delicious.
Beef, like roast beef.
Yes.
No.
Ugh. Ham is the foundation of meats. Not really much there, except you can build on it and have a little protein. Roast beef is like the the odd looking house in the neighborhood that some people freaking love. And some are like, I would never live in that piece of garbage because it's... Like roast beef, like you guys hate it. Mm-hmm. Eddie and I love it.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Turkey.
What is your favorite meat?
Ooh, it's a good question.
Now that you're all keto.
I like beef. I like that beef. I like beef. I like beef a lot. I don't eat a lot of beef. I only eat a lot of red meat. But I like beef.
That's your go-to meat.
I like beef. I like pepperoni.
You eat most chicken though, right?
Because it's pretty much the safest for me.
But white meat, like breast.
Love a breast. I like big. Okay.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Kyler Nipper, 14 years old. A boy in Las Vegas was bullied for wearing worn-out shoes because his family could not afford to buy him new shoes. So he wanted to find a way to use shoes to give back so that other kids would not get bullied for wearing worn-out shoes. So we started a charity called Kyler's Kicks, where he collects new and used shoes that people donate, and he sends them to people who can't afford to buy them. And so far, get this. From being a 14-year-old kid who was getting bullied for not having shoes, he has created this charity and has now donated over 25,000 pairs of shoes.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy? Good for him, man. That is awesome.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, and that's what I'm talking about. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
All right, time now for the investigative corny. Amy gives us the morning corny, but we have to figure out what it is. Are we ready?
Come on, boys.
Ready.
All right. We got the last one, right? We're pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. Quick, too.
We're on a roll.
Yeah.
All right, hit me with that, Raymundo.
The morning corny.
What's the best way to watch a fly fishing tournament?
What's the best way to watch a fly fishing tournament?
So,
lure.
So pole, like a fishing pole. Lure,
in the water.
Fly, fishing.
Well, okay, but watch, eye, an eye. It's got to be eye. There's got to be eye.
Walleye?
The eye, they're the,
through the eye.
A fly fishing.
What's the joke again?
What's the best way to watch a fly fishing tournament? A sea, in the sea.
Okay, sea.
Fly by.
Rod.
Television.
Fly on the water.
Television.
Television. Some vision. Some what kind of vision? What kind of like lure vision?
Lure.
Like what kind of fly vision?
Lure vision.
Like fly 40 seconds. Fly
TV?
Vision. Fly. Is there? There's got to be something like fly vision. It's got to be something there.
What's the best way to watch
right.
a fly fishing tournament?
Fishing. Hook. Fly.
Hook up the TV.
Hook
you in.
Oh my gosh.
Hook it up.
Hook
up in the water.
Line.
Water.
Lure.
Water.
Vision.
Fish.
Weights.
Reel.
Tackle.
Rod.
Television. Vision. Fly vision.
Fly rod.
Lake, creek, stream.
Salmon.
By streaming it. We're going to say catch it on the stream. It's got to be streaming,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, stream.
Streaming it.
Because that's where you fly
streaming
fish, on the stream.
Okay, the official answer. Oh, you're already hitting us with a no?
No. That was just the end of the buzzer.
Okay. By streaming it is what our answer is going to be.
Yes.
Okay. Hit again. We'll see if it's the answer. What?
Oh.
The morning corny.
What's the best way to watch a fly fishing tournament? A live stream. The same thing.
Yeah.
I give it to you.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
We'll take it. That's very generous of you.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it could be like... streaming it.
We got
there
the
she
stream.
Goes. Yeah. Yeah, it's like the
watch
joke.
Watch the stream.
Boy, we got right under the wire on
so
that
low.
One. Eddie, take us home.
You ready?
Yeah.
Clear eyes, full hearts,
can't lose.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Good job.
I got to go to the butt doctor after the show today.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to the butt doctor. Now, I've had a doctor do stuff to my butt. But I've never been to the butt doctor.
Right.
Like my general has taken, I have a lot of cancer in my family. And a couple of times I've said, hey, let's get a little early on this check. And, you know, whoop, all that happens inside the doctor's office. But I have an issue. And so I'm going today. And you should have seen me this morning. I'm going to be vulnerable with you for a second, Amy, and share
okay.
a story.
Yeah.
This morning.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm being human right
now
into sharing
ahead.
A human story. What were you going to say?
Share.
What were you
going to
say?
Maybe I'll share if you don't share what I think you
I have an
share.
Old pair of clippers.
Okay, yes. This is where I thought you were going, and I was like, not necessary. This type of vulnerability,
I just,
not
I don't
necessary.
Want the doctor to be grossed out.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the clipper, and you ought to see me. I was doing basically yoga. Because I...
What's wrong with you, man?
But I don't want... I want to go in and be as prepared as possible for this.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get in and out as quickly as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what he's going to tell me. Maybe he says, well, you got something bad here. Worst case scenario, is there something really wrong with me?
Are you going to be vulnerable and share what the issue is?
Sure. I mean, worst is like if there's like a tumor or something in there.
Mm-hmm.
Best would be if he's just like, oh, this looks great. Never
oh,
seen one better.
Yeah, I didn't know if there was an the issue
pain.
As to why you're going.
I'm in pain.
Okay.
So I'm not sure why I'm in pain.
Right.
But you ever see that like meme where the guy's head is wrapped all the way around? That's basically what I was trying to clean it up. But I'm ready to go. If they need to throw me into surgery real quick, I'm prepped. I'm ready to go.
They don't need to do anything. They're ready.
Ready to go.
And just
he's ready to go.
Put me in.
Got
I'm
it.
Nervous though.
Yeah.
And again, but these doctors see this all the time.
All day long.
Ugh.
It's what they do all day.
A little bit do you root, though, that you have one of the best ones? Like, I'm going, this is me thinking, I'm like, oh, I hope he thinks mine's good.
Okay, well, what you do is when you're in the waiting room, kind of just listen. Most of the, I think, patients they see tend to be older.
Mm-hmm.
So you're already, you're good.
Ahead of the game.
You're ahead
one?
Of the game because you're younger.
Yeah.
I know when I went, the first time I had to go, I was 21 maybe. So I was by far the youngest. I was in the waiting room with like, I don't know, to me at the time they looked 80. They were probably 60.
So I should walk in like I'm a treat?
Yes.
You're lucky. Damn,
you're
dog,
like, hey.
I'm still in my 30s for a minute. Have a look. Look, see.
Yeah, so.
And I know I'm going to make jokes that he's probably heard a million times.
you have any ready?
Well, not yet, but I tend to just feel uncomfortable and make jokes.
Yeah, awkward.
Like the one that would come to me is like, okay, he's like, I may have to get in one of those dresses.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the gown.
I should wear a dress there.
Oh, just go in with
a dress. Go in a dress. I have it all already prepared for him. So I can just walk in like an assembly line, right through, take a look, get out. But I know it's going to be like, all right. I'd be like, you going to buy me dinner first? I know that's going to be one of the that pops in my head. And I shouldn't.
I bet he doesn't laugh.
I bet it's told all the time.
He's probably like, you can't talk to me that way.
You got to use the word but, right? Like, well, yeah, but
when I
like that.
When I describe it, what's going on, I'm not going to use technical terms. I'm going to use my terms. And my general doctor, I just hit him up because we got this little thing. System at the doctor where you can get on your computer and write what's going on with you, and we just message back and forth. And I'm like, yo, doc, my BH hurts. And he's like, okay. And he thinks it's so funny it's our human body. Everybody's got one. Why be embarrassed of it? I'll be awkward going in because but again, the doctor does it all the time. Doctors do it all the time.
Yeah.
Handle it all the time. So I feel like if I just attack it and go right to it, that it's just not a thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, yo, my BH hurts. Can you take a look? And he's like, all right. And then I'd be funny with my doctor on the computer, and I'm like, you want me to send you a picture? He's like, no.
We're good.
He's like, how much does that hurt? And then I do like, well, you know, between, you know, one and, you know, fire in the hole. And he's like, stop. Just stop being funny. It's like I went to therapy. Mm-hmm. I went to therapy again yesterday. And if you want to know, I can tell you about that later. But
yes.
She thinks... I mean, I try to break them, but with jokes. When I'm uncomfortable or I'm in a real vulnerable spot, I tell a couple jokes. And I can tell that the doctor or the therapist doesn't want to laugh because it's not professional laugh. But Amy, sometimes I'm just on.
Mm-hmm. And it's so funny they have to laugh.
And they crack a little bit. And so I got to go to the BH doctor today. Woo! Can't wait. And I guess we get to like 45 minutes early. I can't. Can't get there that early, so hopefully they'll still see me.
Paperwork, maybe.
Should I yell fire in the hole before they?
Oh, you have to. Yes. We get audio of that
before he goes. I have my phone recording. He's like, all right, spread them. Fire in the hole.
It's like gonna give up. I can't do this.
Oh no.
Well, that's where I shall go today. Tomorrow night, iHeartRadio Music Festival. Tomorrow night, by the way. We're going to have Backstreet Boys, Hootie and the Blowfish, Tim McGraw. It's going to be a big night. Boom. And then Saturday night, Kane Brown will be there with Marshmello.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's a 3-year-old boy in Florida. He's autistic and his grandmother's babysitting him. And when she went in the kitchen, he ran out the front door into the woods. Cops search for 2 hours, can't find the 3-year-old boy. So they're like, all right, got to call the bloodhounds. They call the dogs. 30 minutes later, find him right there, 200 yards in the woods, hiding in the bushes.
Dogs found him, huh?
Dogs. Roof, roof, roof. They got on that scent right to him.
So amazing.
I bet that's scary. That's scary. Remember when your kids were lost?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you went all over the neighborhood. They just came to America. Amy's crying, freaking out. She's got calling people. Well, find him in the neighborhood. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to be the worst mom ever.
We have people in cars. We have people on foot. Mm-hmm.
And they were in the attic.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
They were hiding. They thought it was so funny.
Tell me something good. Yeah. There it is. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
We're going to talk to, let's go to Karen in Tampa. She's been sitting there for a while. I'd love to talk to her. Hey, Karen, what's happening?
Good morning.
Good
morning. How are you?
We're real good. What's happening with you?
Just getting ready for work and calling in. Been listening to your show for quite some time. Heard the segment about Patsy Cline and figured I'd give you a call.
Well, appreciate that. So, you know, we're so into the history of country music. I feel like I am anyway, but this country music documentary by Ken Burns is so good. I watched all 16 hours, took it all in, did a podcast with Ken Burns and the Bobbycast. The Patsy Cline stuff was fantastic. How she even got found. Like, she had a bunch of bad songs. Nobody cared. She sang on a talent show. And all of a sudden, here she comes. It's great. It's really great. And Willie Nelson shows up at her house at like 2 in the morning. It's like, I got this song called Crazy. I think you may want to cut it. And she's like, why would you wake me up except it's so good? Thank you for waking me up. It's fantastic. Do you know Patsy Cline, Karen?
I don't personally, but I come from the town where she did a lot of singing at a lot of the bars and things like that. I'm originally from West Virginia. So the bar that she frequents quite a bit in West Virginia, which is right down the road from where her hometown is in Virginia, is still standing and still operating.
Well, I would encourage you guys to check out the country music documentary that's airing on PBS right now. Hey, would you like to play the 60-second showdown by any chance, Karen?
Sure.
It's $100 out of my pocket because I'm going to tell you, the show doesn't give me any money to give away as prizes. If you get all 10 of these questions right in 60 seconds, I will give you $100 C-A-S-H cash.
Let's go for it.
Now, if you don't know it, you can pass. We'll come back to it, okay?
Okay.
Would you like to play science, music, or your third option is TV?
Let's go TV.
Okay, here we go. The category is TV. The 60 seconds will start as soon as the end of the first question is, and Karen is playing for $100 C-A-S-H cash. Ready?
All right.
Question number one. Who plays Walter White? Hey, Mike, give me a timer. Do we have one? Oh, it's on the timer? All right. Who plays Walter White in Breaking Bad?
Ooh, pass on that one.
What is the name of the coffee shop in Friends?
Oh, The Perk.
Incorrect. Who is the host of Family Feud?
He's from West Virginia. Pass.
What is Danny's last name on the show Full House?
Oh, I should have picked another one.
The game's now up to $500. $500 now if she wins. What is the most watched TV finale of all time?
Big Bang Theory.
Incorrect. What network does SNL show?
Oh, gosh. I'll pass on that one.
It's now up to $1 million.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay, listen. Time is up. You got 0 right.
So, I should have chose something else. Daggone it.
You don't get C-A-S-H cash from me. Here are your answers. Amy, who played Walter White in Breaking Bad? Brian Cranston.
Brian. I was thinking John Cranston, but yeah, Brian.
Brian Cranston. You're thinking of John Krasinski.
Maybe.
Yeah. What is the name of the coffee shop in Friends? She said The Perk. But
Central Perk.
Central Perk. Like Central Park?
Yes.
Central Perk. Who is the host of Family Feud?
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey. What's Danny's last name on Full House?
Tanner.
Correct. Danny Tanner. What's the most watched TV finale of all time?
MASH.
Correct. 105 million people watched in 1983.
Oh, wow.
Granted, there was like two channels.
Right.
They watched it. SNL airs on what network?
NBC.
Correct. So, you got none right, but you did get to be a part of the show, and we appreciate that.
Well, thank you so much, and thanks for listening.
To you? Or should I say that back to
me?
Oh, okay. Well, let me say it back to you. Thanks for listening.
Yeah,
look at this. All right, there she is. Karen, everybody. Hold on.
Yeah.
Mike, can we give her a prize? Hey, Karen, let me give you a prize anyway. Mike just told me he can give me a prize here. Because I do.
Awesome.
I love your spirit. I'm like Bruno Dance was. I love your spirit. Your spirit
That's
makes
it.
My hips go left and right. Here we go. Karen in Tampa. Oh, thanks for listening to our show. We want to give you a $50 gift card. Thanks to our friends at Cracker Barrel in honor of their 50th anniversary year. That's right, a $50 gift card for their 50th anniversary. Thanks to our friends at Cracker Barrel.
Nice.
And there she is. Everybody, Karen in Tampa with a consolation prize.
Thank you. Okay. Appreciate it.
Do you have a Cracker Barrel near you?
Yes, okay. A lot of them.
Perfect. I'm going to, let's put it on hold, and I'll get you this prize, okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
All right, goodbye. That's fun. All right, let's go over to Patty in Nashville, who's on the phone right now. Patty, thank you for calling the Bobby Bone Show. What's up, Patty?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, we were at the Grand Ole Opry last night and saw you perform
thanks.
And really enjoyed the show.
Thank you.
And I have been listening to you since you started in Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, let me tell you, I played the Grand Ole Opry last night, and it was my 10th time.
Wow.
It's pretty cool, I'll be honest with you. I couldn't believe it. And so it was, I had agreed to do the Opry on this date a while ago, and they were like, hey, can we also make this St. Jude date? Because our show is so closely tied to St. Jude. I was like, I love it. So Kaylin is a little girl who was introducing me, who's a patient at St. Jude. And I was talking to her before the show, and I said, hey, you should go out and tell him a joke. And so I said, hey, go out and be like, Bobby Bones is the funniest person I ever met in my life. And then tell him, but he told me to say that. And I said, and they will erupt in laughter. And she nailed it. She walks out and she's doing the intro and like a pro. And she's like, and let me tell you guys, Bobby Bones is the funniest person I ever met. And the crowd's like, really? And she's like, but he told me to say that. Here's Bobby Bones. And the crowd went, ah! It was great. Loved it. She did so good. It was such a great night.
Did.
And it was good. I thought, because I went next to last. And so I got to watch Mickey Guyton play before me. And man, that girl can sing. Did you see Mickey Guyton, Patty?
Yes, she has an amazing voice.
She sings almost as good as I do. What do you think about that?
Yes, I totally agree with you.
No, she's so good. Do I have a Mickey Guyton clip? What's this song called?
Sister.
Sister? Okay, let me play a little Mickey Guyton here. Hold on one second. Sister. She was so good, and Chris Jansen went on after me. And Chris Jansen obviously just kills a crowd. He's so good. Talked to Chris a little bit before the show. It was really a fantastic night. I walked off after it was my 10th appearance, and they gave me a mug. It's on my Instagram, and it says Big 10 on it. So I got a 10 mug from the Opry. The Opry is so important to me because it was important to my grandmother. My grandmother raised me for a while and was my legal mom and guardian for a long time. And we would either listen to the radio or watch it on TV. Or even, we had old VHSs too of old Opry's.
Oh, wow.
And we watched the Opry, and it was such a thing for us that my first ever Opry appearance, I covered a joke that my grandmother loved. And you don't really cover jokes as a comedian. But I was like, you know what? This is so cool for my grandmother. She's not alive anymore, but I did a joke. And so it was, I walked off last night and they gave me that 10 mug, and the Opry is such a special place in my heart. And I don't know, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And I don't really think things are that cool when I do them. You know, my achievement's like, okay, whatever. What else can I do?
Right.
But I kind of took that in last night. And
good.
If I'm being honest, are you still on the phone, Patty?
Yes, I am.
I killed last night. I was really funny.
You did awesome.
Yeah. And I was worried. I'm like, I don't know if this is going to be the last time. May go out and bomb. I've bombed before. So I say that in a way of, once I came off, I was like, that was not a good set. It was really good last night. I killed, I would say.
Oh, well, that's good.
I tried out some new stuff that I was unsure about, and it went well. And I was like, man, I don't know. I just felt like a special night. With it being St. Jude night, with it being my 10th appearance, I'm definitely not one to go, I killed. But I'm going to tell you, I did great. I was really happy. I'm proud of myself.
Good.
Yeah. And I'm glad that Patty was there last night.
Yes, I totally enjoyed it. I was 3 feet from the front.
Did you laugh? Did you laugh like you never laughed before?
I did. It was a very good show.
Thank you. Well, I thanks for calling, and I'm glad you were there. It was just a special night with St. Jude, too. So thanks for being a friend. I did come out to that last night.
Oh.
Dun-dun, the band played it.
You like it?
Thank you.
Yeah, it was pretty short. They didn't play the whole song. I wanted the band to play the whole song. But mostly, they're like, dun-dun-dun, thank you for being a friend. Boom, boom, boom. Traveled down the road and back. And I was like, then I was out and talking. I was like, hey, everybody, welcome to the Opry.
And they fade.
And then they fade away. Now, Patty, have a great day. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Well, yeah, it's on my Instagram. You can see the picture. It's Mr. Bobby Bones and me holding up that Opry cup. That's a cool thing. I am proud of that. And I have trouble saying that. I was in therapy yesterday. She said, you know what? If you're proud of something, you should say it.
Oh.
She's like, you do not give yourself enough credit. And so I go, okay, I did it. The end. And a lot of my friends were listening online. It's good. Okay. Is there anything else I wanted to mention there?
Well, what? I mean, are you going to dive deeper into therapy later or no?
I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Would you rather me talk about therapy or how my keto diet's going? Because I can do that later.
Therapy. Amy.
Therapy? Yeah.
No. I don't know. You may be curious about how the diet's going.
Well, I mean, we can do both, but in the order of therapy first and then.
Keto if we have time.
Let me play.
Right.
Glad everybody's here. I want to go talk to Hannah in North Carolina. She's on. I have to go to the butt doctor today. I'm not excited a little nervous, but realize the butt doctor sees a lot of butts. And on the grand, the scale, mine's probably pretty good. Like, it's you know, maybe it's a treat for him. Not sure. But I got to go in, have it checked out. Do I make jokes? How do I lighten the mood? I did clean. I did, like, shave. Like, I did get the tripper, you know.
Scape?
All of it. Clippers. I didn't shave. But you got to be careful. Mm-hmm. You want to, like, do one of those deals. Hannah, how are you?
Hi, Bobby.
Thank you for calling. What would you like to say?
So I can commiserate a little bit with your inappropriate jokes. So my son last weekend had to have a little man part surgery, and his doctor's name was Dr. Wiener.
Mm.
Ironic.
Yeah. There's actually, I think, a urologist or a weenie doctor in Austin who I believe his name is Richard Chop, Dick Chop.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I remember that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's not funny.
Yeah, sure it is.
Yeah, and he does the...
Maybe that's what he does. He does like...
When you get snipped.
Wow, wow.
Oh.
Dick Chop. Dick Chop. Yeah, that's a thing. Hannah, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let me go over to Megan in St. Louis. Hello, Megan, and welcome to the Bobby Bones Show.
Hi.
What's happening?
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
I just called. I've been listening for a long time, and this is the first time I've decided to call in, and I'm excited to get through.
Well, we are too. How would you like to play and make a run at the game we call the 60-second showdown? Are you ready? It's $100 of my own money. If you can get 10 questions right in 60 seconds, you win.
Okay.
Your categories are science and music. Which one would you like?
I'm going to do science. I hope you're not I hope it's not too hard, though.
Good for you. They're not that hard. Are you ready? 60 okay. seconds starts at the end of the first question. Let's give it a good run. Here we go. Question number one. H2O is the formula for what?
Water.
Correct. What's the name of the largest ocean on Earth?
The Atlantic?
Incorrect. What do you call a person who studies rocks?
A geologist.
What's the highest mountain on Earth?
Pass.
The molten rock that comes from a volcano is known as what?
Lava.
Correct. The gemstone ruby is typically what color?
Red.
Correct. What's the name of the layer of Earth we live on?
Oh, shoot, pass.
What is the largest desert in the world?
The Sahara.
Correct. The process where plants use sunlight to make food from carbon dioxide is called what?
Photosynthesis.
Correct, baby. Nimbus, cumulus, and stratus are types of what?
Clouds.
Correct. What's the name of the largest ocean on Earth?
The Pacific.
Correct. What's the highest mountain on Earth? She was so close. I was rooting for you.
No.
Oh, man.
You were two away. That's eight. Listen, we got to
get that was so cool.
That was amazing. For some reason, I started rooting for you halfway through, even though it was my money. I'm not sure what came over me.
I could tell.
Oh, wow. The highest mountain on Earth is?
Mount Everest,
right. And then finally.
Oh, I said it right at the dinger. The ding.
What's the name of the layer of Earth we live on? That was the question. The crust.
Ooh.
You did so okay. good. I'm sorry, but you did not win. I hope you had fun, though.
I did have fun. Thank you so much.
We'll be out of fun. Thank you for playing this week on another edition of the 60-second showdown. Anything else you'd like to say real quick before we hang up on you?
Nothing. I love the new studio. I've been enjoying watching you all.
Oh, thank you.
Cool new adventure.
You can watch as we're live on Facebook, on our Facebook page, Bobby Bones Show, on YouTube, youtube.com/Bobby Bones Show. And you can see what we do when we sit here. Sometimes I dance. Yeah. Even while if a song's playing, I'm probably like picking my ear. Mm-hmm. Or messing with my hair.
All the above.
I'm looking at my phone. All that stuff. It's real crazy to see. Hey, thank you for listening, and thanks for, being a part of the team. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. You know what I'm pretty obsessed with? There's this, they call it the Country Music Top 25. Much like college football rankings, every week they put out the rankings for country music artists. Every week I look at it, and I'm just fascinated by it.
It's pretty funny.
It is hilarious.
Who puts this out?
It's a site called Country Now.
Okay.
And do we have clips of the top five? Because I love rankings, and they're just going to irritate somebody. And yeah. I love when people will just say how they feel.
And what's it based on?
Does it? Can you look at the page and see if there's like a block that says what they base it on? Maybe it may say at the bottom.
Okay.
What they base it on? Okay. Here's the top. Who do you think's at number one this week? Because it's a week. They change it every week. Who do you think's on the Country Now site? Who do you think's number one?
At the top this week?
The number one artist this week. Like if it's college football rankings.
Okay. Luke Bryan.
Yes.
Really?
Number one is Luke Bryan.
Wow.
So Luke Bryan is the Clemson.
Yes.
Of country music. Does it say something, Mike? Hey, Mike, hop on the mic. What does it say? What do they base these rankings on? There he is.
The rankings are based on songs, stream sales, singles, hype, and pretty smiles, TV appearances, and great tweets.
Okay, so
oh wow,
pretty much anything.
Yeah.
Okay, so Luke Bryan's at number one. Okay, go ahead, Amy.
Luke Combs.
At number two is Luke Combs.
Oh, wow.
So Luke Combs is basically the Alabama of country music. Number three.
This is where I don't know. I feel like it could be like a toss-up for some people. Thomas Rhett.
No, Thomas Rhett's at number seven this week on the chart.
Oh, wow, wow.
I know.
Wow.
And number three is Carrie Underwood.
Okay.
It says she's making another run at number one with Southbound. Number four. Go ahead. What's your top five?
I mean, let's go with, now I'm thinking songs. Chris Lane.
No, is he even on the list?
Hold on. Oh, isn't his song, isn't he like
Chris Lane is not in the top 25 of the rankings.
Isn't his song right now in the top?
I don't know. Maybe, probably. Maren Morris is at number four.
Okay.
And then number five is, and you guess it, this is total, this is artist. Go ahead. The Chief, Eric Church.
Oh, Church.
He was not even in my brain. Okay. Learn the hard way,
you read on a page, this is at countrynow.com, right? Countrynow.com.
Okay, who else is after Eric Church?
Oh, do you want more of their top
25? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't want to give them too much credit.
We don't. I just
I wish I had this idea. This is so fun.
Now I want to see how they.
Dan and Shay at number six.
Okay. Wow.
Thomas Rhett at number seven. Kane Brown at number eight. Keith Urban at number nine. Dierks Bentley at number 10.
Hmm. Okay.
You may just roll it real quick.
Yeah, keep going.
Miranda Garth, Brantley, Old Dominion, Trisha Yearwood, rap top 15. Stapleton at 16. Kelsey at 17. Runaway June, Ingrid Andress, and Jason Aldean into the top 20. And the last 21 through 5, Matt Stell, Lindsay L, Cole Swindell. Well, that's weird. Matt Stell, Lindsay L, Cole Swindell. That's a lot of L's there. Ryan Hurd at 24 and Dustin Lynch at 25.
Wow.
Okay.
On the list. Like
so they put this out every week?
They have for a while, yes.
Fun. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, thought that was fun.
I know.
I like that stuff.
Yeah. I feel like, okay, what do I need to do to get to the top?
I know. Who do I need to...
What do I need to tweet?
So that...
I mean, not me, if I was an artist.
Right.
No, we got that. I'm not. I just wanted to clarify. I'm not trying to make the
next
list.
Next week, Amy's at number 19, and we're like, what did you do?
She tweeted
all of a sudden, the writer's walking out with a four things bag. We did a draft of bearded people today. We went around the room, made draft picks. Wow. I'm looking at the drafts here. You know who's leading right now is Raymundo.
Yeah!
Wow.
Yeah. So we did draft of people. I picked Jesus in the first round, and I'm
you
not winning.
That's not leading.
If you don't, if you go and you vote and you don't vote for me, Jesus is probably looking, and it's not a good look. Dang.
You need to check how you're living.
Chris Raymundo has Chris Stapleton, Willie Nelson, and Willie Robertson from Duck Dynasty. It's a good pick.
Two Willies. Interesting.
And then Morgan number two and I are very close. And then Amy and Eddie are kind of down in the,
really?
The lower section.
Yeah, but I'm not as low as Eddie.
How low am I?
You're at 9%.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Chewbacca, probably for you.
He's got a beard all over his body.
Oh, no, I'm not arguing with you. Okay. I picked Jesus and Luke Combs and Merle Haggard. I was really confident I'd be up in the top two. That's what I get. Dang. Anyway, Raymundo, good job so far, buddy.
Thank you. Chris Stapleton slipped all the way to the last pick in the first round. That's what cost everybody right now.
Yeah. Hey, can't deny you. You've been coming on strong.
Yeah!
But Santa Claus?
Abe Lincoln?
Okay, everybody's fighting for their picks now. Guys, Jesus.
I know. Jesus. Even Jesus.
BobbyBones.com, you can vote up there. It takes us a second after the draft to get it up because we don't know who's going to draft what, so we can't have it prepared. So BobbyBones.com, and that's what's up.
Wow. Man.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I just don't get it.
I don't either. Let's do the nerdy minute now. Do we have a clip for this to set it up? Or no?
It's just a bed.
It's
nerdy
a music bed.
Bed?
Okay. Play some nerdy music. Oh, yeah. It's pretty nerdy. Let's bring in Mike D, who's the head writer of the show. So when you hear a game or you hear a segment like the This Day in Country Music or something like Mike D puts it together. And so he approached me a couple days ago and was like, man, I like to talk about UFOs. And I was like, I don't know. But now the story has gotten so big. Mike, do you have 60 seconds in the nerdy minute?
All right.
Go ahead.
So for the first time ever, the U.S. Navy has confirmed that there are UFOs. They're just calling it something different. They're calling it unidentified aerial phenomenon.
So what's the difference?
So the difference is they're saying it's not manned by aliens, but they don't know what it is. They're confirming that they have seen these objects in the sky, but they're just not convinced that they're aliens behind it.
So one, they're saying that they shouldn't be out.
Yeah.
Because they got leaked by one of the Blink-182
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, so the lead singer of Blink-182 left Blink-182. He put out this show on the History Channel called Unidentified, and he had this clip that shows the UFO. You see it, and then it like rapidly goes away. And so they're saying you should have never seen that video footage, but they're saying it's real. They just don't know if it's aliens behind it.
Huh. So
and they've
saying,
never
one,
said that
you
before.
You should have never seen it.
Yeah, it
two,
should have never been released.
That it's, they don't know what it is. Also,
yeah. Hmm.
Amy, what are your thoughts?
I don't know. Then who's behind it? If it's not an alien, so it's a human that
they don't know. No, they're not saying.
They're saying it's technology behind beyond humans.
Right. Okay. So like,
ooh. Wow. What if it's aliens sending it down, like their version of a drone?
Or what if it's a human here that sent it up?
Well, they don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Mike, what are your thoughts, Mike, before the nerdy minute ends?
I think it's aliens.
Oh, okay. My gosh.
There you have it. Mike D thinks it's aliens, everyone. Thank you, Mike D. And that's the end of the nerdy minute.
I enjoyed that.
He pitched that to me 2 days ago, and I was like, that's never going to be a story. And the thing blows up. I was watching CNN this morning, and it's like, unexplained phenomenon. I'm like, dang it, Mike D. I was wrong on that one. What do you think America's favorite pizza toppings are?
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni, number one again. Love pep. For me, I'll take thin crust pepperoni all day. All day or day.
All day or day.
And a day. Pepperoni number one. Go ahead, number two.
Mushrooms.
Are you nuts?
I mean, that's a good one, Amy.
Thank you. No,
mushrooms
not.
It doesn't even make the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Mushrooms doesn't make the top 9.
Okay, what else is meaty? I guess America loves meat.
Don't be a hater.
She
don't
rolled
be
her
a
eyes.
Meat hater.
I eat meat now, but sorry for throwing a vegetable into the mix.
Okay, drum roll. I like that. We'll work 8 up. 8, pineapples on pizza.
Ugh.
I can do pineapples. I love pineapples on pizza.
I don't even know how pineapple made it and mushrooms didn't.
Because it's sweet. It's a fruit.
Should be a crime.
Number 7, banana peppers.
No.
Not so much on pizza. But I love banana peppers.
Really?
I will go to Subway and get them and let me get a side of banana peppers and eat them straight up.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, jalapenos.
Okay, solid.
Number 5, tomatoes. Weird for a top pizza topping.
Why?
I like tomatoes even on pizza. I just would think there would be other things before tomatoes.
Yeah, because it already has tomato sauce.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Number 4, ham. Don't get me started on ham.
What?
It's not even real. It's not even a good meat. It's just a meat that exists.
Does Canadian bacon fall into that category of ham in your mind?
Well, bacon is above ham. But is Canadian bacon?
I think Canadian bacon is ham.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's the same thing.
And to me, Canadian
bacon
on a pizza is
American
yummy.
Bacon? Is it Canadian bacon and American bacon?
Wow.
Bacon and Canadian bacon are different.
Bacon.
Okay, go
bacon's
ahead.
At number 4. Extra cheese, just cheese pizza's at 3.
Well,
by the way,
I go light on the cheese.
You know, if you order all cheese pizza, that's the pizza that doesn't get eaten. Let's say you order 10 pizzas and 8 of them are pepperoni. The 9th one is all cheese, and the 10th one is a veggie only. Mm. That veggie pizza has one piece taken from it. That's it. It's a waste.
So
the
so
cheese
yummy.
Has 3 taken from it, and then the rest all get eaten. 2 is Italian sausage.
Okay.
Also my name in college.
Okay.
And then pepperoni at number 1.
So the top 3 are pepperoni, Italian sausage, and...
extra cheese.
Wow. I don't even get any of those.
Because you hate meat.
No, I don't hate it. I actually had bison last night for dinner.
You did?
Yeah. It's a leaner ground beef.
That sounds so hippy-dippy.
Yeah, bison.
Bison pizza.
It wasn't on pizza. I just had it ground up. Whoa, slow down.
You don't even know. I bet they could put anything and tell you it's bison.
No. There was a buffalo bison on the cover.
Does your son like bison?
Yeah, I try to. They like ground meat, so I try. This is why I buy it. Mm-hmm. I try to mix it up because I don't want them to have ground beef like every night of the week. So if I mix up their proteins, and it's way leaner. Mm-hmm. It's like, and my kids need the fat. It's not about that, but I like to mix up what they're getting in their body.
Amy said that another kid went to her son
mm-hmm.
and was like, "Can I get a picture with you?"
Yeah.
Wow.
Like a 10-year-old kid recognized him, asked for a pic.
And what does your son think about that?
I mean, he loved it. He's like, sure. It's give or take with him. Sometimes he might be a little bit shy, but in this particular case, he was like, okay, cheese.
Does he understand what you do yet, really?
Not fully. Sometimes, I've told you I've had to tell him to not stop saying, you know, if we're meeting strangers on an airplane, we'll sit down. Someone will say, hi, what's your name? I'm Stevenson. And, you know, there's some times where he said, from the Bobby Bone Show. Or if people will say, is this your mom here? Oh, yeah, that's my mom, Amy. She's from the Bobby Bone Show. And buddy, you can't do that. Because it's embarrassing. Because half the time they're like, what is he talking about? And then I don't want them to think that I have him going around introducing me as from my morning show. But he gets sometimes, I think.
And he liked taking a picture?
Yeah, he took it. So who knows? But I was like, oh, wow. That's like his first. I mean, adults have wanted, but that's like someone on his level, his age, that wanted a pic.
Tomorrow night, iHeartRadio Music Festival, CWTV.com to watch it. I'll be introing Hootie and the Blowfish, but Backstreet Boys will be there. It's going to be a huge night. I think Miley Cyrus, Backstreet Boys. I'm not sure how the nights fall apart yet, but there you go. Thank you very much. See ya. What do you think about this guy? He lives in Texas, and he's in trouble because he divorced his wife and didn't tell her.
Oh. So he's having to do what?
He forged her signature.
Oh, that's not cool.
So they're divorced.
And she didn't even know.
She didn't know.
Mm-mm. Not cool.
A guy in Texas forged his wife's signature earlier this year to get a divorce. And now he's wanted for aggravated perjury, and he could get 10 years in prison.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. He's going to get 10 years in prison, and then people are cheating and get their kids into college and paying money. They go in for like an hour.
Right.
There's a 51-year-old guy named Paul Nixon from Klein, Texas. He's wanted by the police right now for divorcing his wife. She found out back in May when she got a bunch of court documents saying, hey, it's final. Congratulations. Or it's the end. The cops investigated. They figured he had forged the documents from his wife and also forged a signature from the notary to make the divorce happen.
Oh, wow.
So now he's wanted for aggravated perjury. The cops trying to track him down. He gets 10 years. And because the court now knows the truth about the divorce, it's been invalidated. So technically, he's married again.
So did she just not want to get the divorce? And he felt like his hands were tied?
Not sure the situation. They don't go into any deeper.
Yeah.
But I did feel like that was pretty interesting. Let me go Richard in Austin, who's on the phone. Hey, Richard, you are on the show. Appreciate you, bud. What's happening? There he is. Richard, what's up, bud?
Hello?
Hey, bud. You're on the air.
Oh, great. Awesome. No, I just had a question for Amy. I know a while back she had said someone had asked her for a picture with Stevenson, and she had, like, issues with him taking a picture with another adult fan. And now that a child asked for the picture and she allowed it, would she have a change of heart letting another adult ask for that same thing if she would allow it now?
It's always up to the kids. It's just up to them and how they're feeling at that moment. I kind of leave it in their hands. And Stevenson was fine with it. My daughter will always, 99 times out of 100, say no. So at the particular concert, I think that you're referencing when I shared, I was there with my husband, my kids. I was, some fans asked to take a picture with me. And then real quickly, they were like, hey, can your kids hop in? And I just made a decision right then and there because I didn't want to make Stashira feel uncomfortable. I was like, you know what? No, let's just take it real quick. I'm not going to have my kids hop in. But if Stevenson like would have been like, no, mom, I'll take it. Then I would have said, hop in, buddy. But it's just, I leave it up to them pretty much. Or I look at the situation and make a decision maybe. But I'd say it varies.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, I love hearing stories of him. I work here in Austin at the university, and just listening every morning, just hearing what he has to say is awesome.
Oh, Stevenson?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Richard, appreciate you, bud.
All right, thank you. You have a wonderful day.
See you later, man.
I'm sure he'll take a picture with you one day.
iHeartRadio Music Festival tomorrow night and Saturday night. You can watch it live while it happens. CWTV.com. Hootie and the Blowfish. Tim McGraw, that's tomorrow. Miley Cyrus. I have a whole list here, but it's 2 days and it's nuts. I hope you check it out. Got some fancy clothes for the big event.
Yeah.
I think.
I can't wait to see your
looks. I get this red jacket. I love red. It's my favorite color, you know, by a million.
Mm-hmm.
It's, people ask me all the time why I red all the time. And it's really the only color I can see in many shades because I'm so colorblind. So I'm rocking a red jacket tomorrow night. Feeling pretty good about it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, thanks for hanging out. We got to go home. Or at least, well, I guess we don't got to go home, but we got to get out of here. Amy, what's up today?
I just have a couple doctor's appointments.
Yeah?
Yeah. Chiropractor and then girl doctor, and just want to knock those out.
Could you pay the chiropractor a little more and have them do both things at once while you're already laying down?
Different people. Different people. And my chiropractor today is just a consultation I have never been before. I think it's like x-rays, and then maybe tomorrow I get adjusted, depending on what's wrong with me. But I'm excited to go to this doctor because something is wrong with me.
And I, too, shall go to the butt doctor.
Yeah.
So we definitely have a day. I wonder if we go at the same time. Almost like a couple's massage.
If you want to come to my girl doctor, she could probably handle the, yeah. I don't know. Whatever. Sometimes I need a buddy to actually go because I put off appointments and put them off until it's just way too late.
Yeah.
And so I need someone to, if you have a friend to go with, probably you get there.
I don't want a friend to go with me to the butt doctor. I don't need them to see what I don't even want to see, nor does the doctor want to see.
Okay, cool.
So we'll see you tomorrow. We'll be in Vegas tomorrow. Thomas Redd on the show, Ryan Hurd on the show. They are the scheduled guests. Hope you have an awesome Thursday. We'll see you on Friday. Go vote in the bearded draft. All people we pick that have beards, go to bobbybones.com. And if you guys, never mind, bobbybones.com. Vote.
What?
Nothing. I hope vote with your heart.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't won in a long time, man.
Follow your heart.
I haven't won in a long time. I'm in a slump over here. Thank you. See you tomorrow.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.